Are we on the YouTube today, Bergman? Are we on the YouTube? So you can follow us on YouTube. Go to ESPN LA, and we're there. By the way, sponsored by the LAFD. You can go to joinlafd.org for more information. All right, Beto Duran has been screening phone calls. Beto, how's the process been over there? Jorge, you've heard the whole thing. How's the screening going?
Well, it's going. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah,
has he found anyone worthy?
There it is.
I found one-ish.
One-ish.
Yeah. So
Should we
had
try
a little. Let me just say, everybody else is like, "Woo! I got nicknames. Woo! We're gonna win. Woo! We need that. We need something good here."
Okay.
And I think the one that got through might be the one.
All right. Okay. Who is it?
Job in CV Valley.
Okay. Job, you're on 710. Don't ask us how we're doing.
Warriors in seven. Boom! How you like that one? Hey,
is that
Lakers
really what you put
no
on
defense? Golden State Warriors are just missing wide open shots. Boom! How do you like that one?
So wait,
hey, and you know what else? Do you think even if the Lakers win this series, they're going to go through two more series without LeBron or Anthony Davis getting hurt? Not happening. Boom! How do you like that one?
Oh, boom!
Hey, Mace,
who are you, Mr. Boom guy?
Mace, who are Mace?
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Done.
That,
after all that screening, hey, that's what you wound up
Beto
with?
Beto is fired as a call.
No, you know why? Because I want to hear your reaction.
You're done.
Show me your Lakers like
you're
bowl.
Fired.
Let's
fired.
Go. React to him.
You're done.
Reaction. Who are you,
Hacksaw? I've been reacting to him all week long. The series is over.
Boom,
that's what you should have told
dynamite.
Him.
All right,
why
Mace.
Did you go after him and bury that guy?
Mace.
Boom. Because I didn't want to go after Boom Guy.
Yeah, Boom Guy
boom.
Was terrible.
We've now got Bang and we've got Boom.
I didn't think it was possible to be worse at screening calls than Bergman, but Beto, you are.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. Yes.
Hey, Mace.
Yes.
I have a serious question.
I can't believe that's what he came up with.
I know. Pathetic. Yeah.
See? Screening calls, not easy.
And that was the best.
Not
by
easy.
The way, and random.
Was,
we,
and that was the
we
best
did
one.
Better with random calls than we did with Beto.
Yeah, no
I
kidding.
Mean, debatable.
All right,
go ahead.
Are you ready for my very serious question?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm going to turn the show completely serious. Are
oh,
you ready?
No. Are you?
Yes. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is your level of concern? How much should we be worried about the psychic Corgi? Have you heard about this?
Well, yeah, we played this yesterday on the show, the psychic Corgi, and I know that the psychic Corgi has picked, by the way, the Warriors in seven. We did
now the psychic
yesterday.
Corgi, this is a dog that they throw a ball at and he pokes the ball with his nose and it'll go in one of two baskets.
Yes.
Either a Laker basket or a Warriors basket.
Yes.
And he has correctly predicted the result of all four of the games. He said Lakers win game one, Warriors win game two, Lakers game three, Lakers game four. But he's now predicting three straight for the Warriors. Is that something or nothing?
Well, I'm just going to counter this. Ron, one of my dogs, mm-hmm. says Lakers in six. And Sophie, my other dog, says Lakers in five. She thinks they're going to wrap it up tonight.
But wait a minute. Did you actually execute some type of a system like the psychic Corgi?
No, like Sophie just told me.
Yeah, I think they're going to wrap it up tonight, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that does count. No, the psychic Corgi, I saw it. The ball rolls down the hill and it lands in one of the things. And I'm not putting a lot of stock.
Also, the psychic Corgi also predicted Lakers over the Grizzlies in six.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm a little concerned about the psychic Corgi.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Corgi. By the way, what happened to all the Queen's corgis? Does the King now have to have all
no,
the corgis?
No, I think they all go to the other side of Buckingham Palace.
Is that right? No more corgis? Queen
Maybe
had
they
so
send
many
them out
of them.
To Santa Barbara to live with Meghan and Harry.
Yes. What we've never Jorge, you've promised to go get us the psychic that's on the corner. You've never
oh,
actually
she closed.
Done. She closed.
She didn't survive the pandemic.
She didn't. She closed. I drive by there, and she's closed now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why don't we call Kenny Kingston? Is he still alive?
Kenny Kingston.
Sweet Spirits.
Sweet Spirits. That's a good one. Yeah. What about the one Tyler, you know, that kid that does it? Jeannie was on his show. Tyler.
Don't know.
Who is it, John Bergman? Tyler the Psychic Kid. Tyler the Psychic Kid. They call him.
Yeah, that's it.
Tyler the Psychic Kid.
Yeah. No, I'm going to look that up.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I think it is.
Genie Bus was on.
Genie was on the show with Tyler the Psychic Kid. It was on Netflix, and they did it at the Coliseum. John.
Tyler Henry Medium?
Tyler Henry Medium, yes.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Call him. Is there a number?
I got a Twitter.
Call Tyler Henry Medium.
Okay. What are we asking?
We're asking who's going to win tonight. That's what I want to know.
Okay. Well,
Mason, you think Warriors win tonight, Lakers win Friday, right?
That is technically what I think. I don't think it's impossible that they close them out tonight, but I picked Lakers in six all along, and it feels Lakers in six to me.
Man, I'd love to end this thing tonight.
Oh, it'd be great, huh? Then you get, by the way, how do the finals then stack up? I'm projecting ahead the Western Conference finals.
Yeah.
Like
the earliest they could start would be Sunday.
Yes. Sunday.
So if it's six or less for both this series and the Denver Phoenix series, it starts on Sunday. If either goes to seven, it starts on Tuesday.
Is that set in stone?
Correct.
Okay.
My friend Rajiv just sent a picture of his dog wearing a Lakers bandana and says, F that corgi. Way to go, Rajiv. Look, I think tonight's going to go one of two ways. Either the Lakers are going to win a close one where Golden State doesn't fire again, shoot well from beyond the arc again, or Golden State blows them out.
You know, there's another game tonight, Miami and the Knicks. I think Mike Greenberg has actually gone crazy.
Has he? I love Mike Greenberg, but he's been nuts this week.
Did you hear what he said about why the Knicks did not play well in Miami?
Mm.
Listen to this.
Particularly from Jalen, was how hard it is to go down to Miami and play this time of year. And I know people will immediately associate that with the nightlife and all that. But according to Jalen, there's more than that. There's also just the reality of the temperature change, the heat, the geography, being down there for 3 days. It sort of saps a little bit of your energy and your strength. We talk about that primarily in football. I know this is an indoor sport. But, I mean, the Knicks, whatever it is, Jimmy Butler is just has just destroyed them.
Yeah, it's not the weather, Mike.
Yeah. He said he knows basketball is played indoors. Explain to me, if it's played indoors, how the weather can zap you of your energy.
It's so humid here. You're inside.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Boom. That guy was terrible.
Give me that button. I'm going to need that button. That's a good
one. How do you like that one?
Boom. How do you like that? It does rank there with Justin Bieber, right? Boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, that guy was a mess.
You know,
Boom goes the dynamite.
I think that was a friend of Beto's that he promised he would get on the radio.
I think that's what it was. No, in the case of Greenberg, honestly, I think probably the more likely than the weather is the nightlife in Miami.
Probably.
Because that's why teams normally go out a lot in Miami?
Never. What are you talking about?
Never. And you guys love going to Miami.
There's nothing to do in Miami at night. I reject your whole characterization of Miami.
Guys like you and Michael and Stephen A., you all want to go to Miami. I want to go to Miami.
I don't know why. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. I haven't been to Miami in years.
Hey, do you have any problem with – did you hear what Chris Haynes said about rings and if the Lakers win the whole thing?
Yes. Yes. I haven't. What did he say?
Well, here, play it.
Now, if the Lakers were able to win the whole thing, win the championship, I was told by a high-ranking source within the organization that they would extend a championship ring to all players who were on the roster at any point during this season. So that means if the Lakers win the whole thing, Russell Westbrook, Patrick Beverley, and others will receive a championship ring.
I wouldn't even accept it if I was one of those guys.
Well, here's the weird thing. This has been the case forever.
Yeah, it's not a bulletin. If you were on the team, you get a ring.
Right. And so I don't understand, like, people were saying, you can't give Patrick Beverley a ring. You can't give Russell Westbrook a ring. They gave DeMarcus Cousins a ring in 2020. He didn't even play in a game.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get rings. I mean, it doesn't count for anything except, I guess, the value of the ring. I guess that's why you'd take it, right? Because you could take it to a pawn shop and sell it right away. That's what I would do.
How do you like that one?
If I was Russell Westbrook and they said, here's your ring, I would say, this is great. I'm just going to sell it on eBay.
Well, what makes it interesting is that they really won the ring because they traded Russ.
Correct. He is the reason.
Yeah.
So it'd be a weird ring to walk around with.
Yeah. What do you think a championship ring would sell for? Oh, isn't it Jason from Beverly Hills does this?
Yeah. Well, okay. If you can get one of the player rings.
Yeah, player
like
rings.
The ring I have from 2020
yep.
is not worth as much as a player ring.
Like, what would you say it's worth?
My ring or the player ring?
Your ring.
I think my ring is probably, if I had to, because I've never had it appraised, it would be probably worth about 15 grand. And I think their ring, the player ring, would be worth about 50.
Damn.
That's my guess.
According to Google, average price is, it resells for $10,000 to $40,000.
Yeah, that's probably for a ring like mine.
Right. Where do we stand on Tyler the Medium? You got him yet?
He's on line 7. Why don't you try and answer it?
Yeah. No, seriously. Are you honestly?
I'm trying.
Get
him. I need to find him first. First of all, he's not on Twitter.
He's a medium.
Greg, if you just put it out into your thoughts, he'll call
He'll
the
call.
Show.
Exactly.
Okay. No, he should know that I'm thinking about him, Tyler.
Exactly.
All right. Coming up next, John, we've talked about variations of this call. Many times, but I think it's officially gotten out of control. America's tipping culture is completely out of control. I got a great example of it next. I think even you are tip happy.
Are you being cheap and refusing to tip again?
No, I will explain it next. I think you'll be on my side of this next.
Never.
Mason and
when
Ireland.
When it comes to tipping, I'm already not on your side.
710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Is there any reason we're playing Lady Gaga?
Yeah, Janice on Twitter says, play more Lady Gaga, so I'm playing it for Janice.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'll send you the tweet.
More Is Gaga. It Janice Garcia? Did yep. she steal stuff out of our vending machines?
Exactly, the same one.
Oh, from the Honor Bar?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Janice.
So Janice came to our remote last week.
Yeah, she is. And she went to a Laker game this week, last week, and she's working now at NBC Universal and doing great, like all of our alums here at 710. They all go on to do great things, and we're still here. So, John, you've pinned me with an unfair attribute. You
Which
say
is?
I'm not a good tipper.
You don't tip in certain instances, and I say it's never okay not to tip at all. You if you get bad service, you will stiff the person, right?
I will not reward the person for their service.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the difference between you and me. I tip no matter what.
So now at airports and stadiums and cookie shops and cafes all across the country, they're asking for tips. They give you that little screen. And you say it's either 15, 20, or 25%, right? You know what I'm talking about.
I do. But yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
In that scenario, do I, at any time, interact with a person?
No.
Okay. So
And they're still asking for a tip. There's no
wait
person.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. Like, let's say you're at SoFi Stadium.
Yes.
You go up to get something.
Yep.
Let's say you go get a beer.
Yep.
Overrated.
It is overrated.
Yeah. Beer is overrated?
SoFi Stadium is overrated. So you go up. How do you pay? Like, do you give your card to a person? Do you put it in a machine? How do you
Apple
execute
pay.
Payment?
Apple Pay.
But how do you do it? Do you
hold my phone up to the thing and
do you
press
speak
the button?
To a service person at any point?
A service person, no. They hand me a hot dog.
But someone handed it to you.
Yes, correct.
Got a tip.
Okay.
Then
so
you got a tip.
How about, because this is now going on,
okay.
Self-serve checkout at grocery stores. They're asking for a tip. So in other words, you go to the grocery store and you go to that the self-serve part. Mm-hmm. And you put your food in and you pay and it says 15, 20, 25%. You've never dealt with a person at any point and they're still asking for a tip. Do you tip?
Well, at my store, I go to a Ralph's.
Yes.
There's a very nice woman named Michelle who is there in case you have any problems.
Hi, Michelle.
And so I often interact with Michelle.
Right. Is she at the self-serve?
How's it going? Yeah, she runs the self-serve island.
Okay.
And if I have trouble, I call her over and she gets me through it. And so if I know the tip is going to Michelle, then yes, I'll tip.
What makes you think the tip is going to Michelle?
Because she's the one helping me.
Wait, but when you just go to a regular line, do you tip the person that's checking you out?
No, you don't actually tip the person that's checking you out. Why would you tip the person that didn't do anything?
I don't think I've ever been asked for a tip at a grocery store. Have you guys?
No. This is the new thing now. Grocery stores on self-serve
that's
gonna
be
are
a quandary
asking
for me.
15, 20, or 25%.
They already charge you for the bag.
They're charging you for the bag.
10 cents.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Here's the hardest
Adds
one
up.
For me.
Yeah.
I order, whenever I order pizza, I order from Fresh Brothers.
Okay.
They have a thing called no contact delivery.
Okay, right.
Where basically they drop it at your front door and then you get a text after they've dropped it off.
Okay.
I still tip. Am I a sucker?
No, because somebody did have to deliver it. So like stuff like Instacart and food delivery, pizza, even though it's contactless, there's still somebody that went to the place, got the pizza, delivered it to your door. So I think that's an appropriate tip.
So here's the question I always ask. Is the person I'm tipping better off than I am in life? And almost, I'd say 99% of the time the answer is no.
It's 100%, John.
So I always try and tip because I think you can make that person stay. I'll give you an example. Today, it's my game today. I'm going to host Game of Games.
Yep.
And then I can't stay for late crosstalk because I got a 4:15 bus.
Okay.
So when I leave here, I'm going to put $10 on the table for the cleaning staff.
Yes.
Even though I've never seen them.
Yeah, I always do the same.
Because I feel
it's not
like
10, but it's
I feel
some
like.
Amount.
I just do 10 a day. If I was here for 2 days, I'd do 20, but I was only here for one day. So, and I think the reason is that could help make someone's day. Somebody making minimum wage. If everybody in the Laker travel party leaves them $10, that's a lot of money.
Right.
So that's why I do it.
Okay. So I tip the housekeepers.
But you don't tip if you get bad service from a waiter.
Correct. If the service is bad, if they're not polite, I don't tip them. By the way, I think I'm the normal. I think you're the not normal.
No, put up a poll. Absolutely. Do you tip no matter what? Just be that question.
No. Do you tip if the waiter was rude?
Well, no, I'm not saying if the waiter's rude. Let's just say the waiter
unfriendly.
Is not anything. Just drops off your food, doesn't say anything. You won't tip them.
Yeah, so how should I phrase it? If the waiter...
Do you tip no matter what? Just do you tip no matter what? Does the level of service determine your tip? Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. I always tip. No, the difference between me and you is, I always tip no matter what. I tip more for good service, but I would never stiff somebody because I've worked as a bartender, I've worked as a waiter, and they all pay those guys minimum wage, and the reason they do that is because they know the waiters are getting tips, which they have to share with everybody else. So I was always trying to be friendly and polite and try and, you know, get a higher tip. But in the case of you, if you get a bad service situation, you'll stiff them.
Yeah, I had a bad service situation a couple of weeks ago. I was at a bar and the guy was decidedly unfriendly. And I think I did tip a small amount, but not a large amount.
Well, you're getting better because there once 10%. Was a day where you wouldn't have tipped him anything. Didn't you tell me you once wrote smile? And didn't tip at all.
Yes, I wrote smile on the other side of the
That's
napkin.
Awful.
Yeah,
that's awful.
Sorry.
God, I'm
Greg, do you tip no matter
smile.
What?
I tip no matter what. Always.
Because you've probably been a bartender or a waiter
I was
before,
a bartender
right?
and a waiter. Yes, I was both. So, yes.
So you think it was bad? Because this was a very bad waiter. I think it was a waiter. Was very rude, was late with the food.
If that's the case.
Screwed up the order, brought the wrong food.
Okay, if that's the case. If the guy could not have been worse, which is what this sounds like. you have to bite the bullet, tip them 15%, no more than that, and get out.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I took the bill, and on the other side, I wrote smile, and I drew a smiley face.
You just
suck.
You're
such a jerk. Yeah, like, no. No, you still have to tip because you don't know
what else is going on. What happens if the guy's dog died that day?
Well, yeah, that's not mine. I feel terrible if that's the
case. No, you don't. You just wrote smile and gave him nothing.
If he mentioned that to me, I would have given him a tip anyway.
You're a customer. He's not going to be like, hey, I'm having a really bad day. My dog died.
Hey, Steve, welcome to Fleming's. Hey, if I'm not great today, it's because my dog died. No, he's not going to say that.
No, I would appreciate that. I would appreciate knowing that.
No, because then you're like you're asking for tips.
Hey, Jorge, where are you on this? If you get bad service, do you stiff them or do you tip no matter what?
No, I tip no matter what because I was a waiter as well.
So are you going to ever use the smile thing?
No, but I got plenty of those.
Did you get those?
Oh, yeah.
Did somebody actually do that?
Yeah, because I spilled the barbecue sauce on our brand new white Vans.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you're not going to tip, don't go out. If you're not going to tip, don't go out.
Yeah, I'm with Bergman. Stay home if you're not going
to
tip.
Exactly.
So I'm going
make
to
your own food.
I'm going to bar tonight for the first half. I always like to go to a bar for the first half.
You get some of your pictures of your drinks again.
And I'm just
glad you're drinking cocktails. Never been prouder of you.
So I ordered a drink that has a cricket on it.
Okay.
Do you remember cream de menthe?
Sure.
And soda and something else, bourbon. I don't know what it was. And then a cricket on top. I sent the drink back right away. I was like, I'm not eating it. Drink with a bug.
Why?
On it.
Wasn't the drink called a cricket?
It was called a cricket. I just didn't think it was going to be so literal. I didn't imagine that the cricket would actually have a cricket.
Order a different drink or just say screw it?
I did. I said to the waiter, you know what? This isn't for me. And he said, it's not everybody's thing. And I sent it back and got a different drink. But I don't want bugs on my drink, if they're meant to be there.
Did you tip?
Oh, yeah, I tip there. I'm there all the time.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm there from time to time. I'm there once in a while. I'm there once in a while.
I think you're like Cheers now. You're walking in, they're like,
Mace!
Mace, you want some good news?
Yeah, bring it.
Spread just went up to 8. You get 8 now.
No, I already put the ticket in.
Yeah, the ticket's already in.
I thought we agreed that you could get the best number out there.
Once the ticket's in, that's what you get.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
If it goes up or down, that doesn't matter.
Wait, did you get 7 or 7?
I got 7.5.
Okay.
That's strong.
Yeah, I got 7.
We should always do it with a hook. We should never have it. There should always be a hook.
I agree with that.
When the line is the line, the line is the line.
Yeah, but I'm with Bergman. Who wants to make a bet and not have a result?
Right.
Let's do it with a hook.
Yes, always a hook. One way.
By the way, Anita Marks today.
Yeah.
Miami Heat shirt on TV.
Well, she's picking Miami.
I'm just saying. She said she was going to wear a Lakers shirt.
True that.
She's not picking the Lakers tonight, apparently.
She said she was going to do it.
All right, coming up next for you. You know what? Draymond Green said something about fourth quarter defense and what you got to live with sometimes. That's coming up next for you. We're getting ready for Game 5, Lakers versus Warriors. Is this the end of the dynasty? Do the Lakers punch their ticket to the Western Conference Finals? Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Boom, how do you like that one?
That guy.
That was terrible.
Boom, how do you like that one, guy?
Boom, how do you like that one?
That's what Beto Duran let through on the phones.
That's Beto's idea of a good call.
Ridiculous.
Boom, how do you like that one?
He's never going to screen calls for us again, ever. He screwed up 2 o'clock call of the day.
So I just posted the behind the scenes of Beto talking to the callers if you want to see it on my Twitter right now.
All right, there you go.
At Bergman Greg.
See that. By the way, we're also on YouTube, and I look great. Go to YouTube, ESPN LA, by the way, there's a note on the screen. Mandy's voting on ESPNLA.com is going on right now. We are getting ready for the Mandy Awards, which are coming up very fast now. It is already May the 10th, and the Mandy's are June 10th.
A month from today.
A month from today. There you go. And a reminder from our friend Brian Cranston.
Vote for the Mason and Ireland show.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge.
Oh, you snuck that in. You need to have Maite say, vote for Jorge again.
I have it.
Do you have it again?
Oh, yeah. I got to cut it.
So vote for the Mandy Awards at ESPNLA.com, and I am personally making it a crusade that John Ireland repeat as most knowledgeable host.
Now, if I win, I'm giving my trophy to Sliwa.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. I'm going to throw it at him.
There you go. Duck! All right. So Draymond Green actually said something interesting. Was this on his podcast? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. So Draymond on his podcast, Lonnie Walker, we all know, went off in the fourth quarter of that game four. It was an incredible run.
15-point fourth quarter.
Went 6-for-9. And Draymond Green said this about Lonnie Walker.
I thought we did an incredible job of wearing both AD and LeBron down. They played a ton of minutes, very high usage. In turn, they went to Lonnie Walker in the fourth quarter. Most cases, that's a win. And it's still a win, by the way. Like, if you can stop LeBron from getting what shots he wants, stop AD from getting what shots he wants, Lonnie Walker beat you, you kind of got to live with it. Lonnie Walker had a huge fourth quarter, 15 points in the fourth quarter, which was all the points that he scored in the game. And you got to tip your hat to him.
And I guess that's right. I mean, if Lonnie Walker is the guy that you got to do everything, throw the house at LeBron and AD, and the Lakers were fortunate that Lonnie Walker just had an historically good quarter.
Well, you have stumbled onto why this team post trade deadline is so much better than the team was pre deadline.
Why do you think I've stumbled? Maybe I did this on purpose.
Well, what Draymond said is not wrong.
Right.
All right? You do want to take LeBron and AD away in the fourth quarter. But if you would have done that pre-deadline, the guys that would have been taking the open shots were Patrick Beverley and Russell Westbrook.
Oof.
The guys taking the open shots now are Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, and in the case of two nights ago, Lonnie Walker. I make this point all the time. I did a couple of podcasts this morning.
Oh, nice. Whose podcast did you do?
I did one on awful announcing.
Okay, good.
And I did one on OutKick.
Okay, cool.
So I made this point on both of them. The biggest difference between the Lakers post-deadline and pre-deadline is the surrounding cast. Jovan Buha wrote an article about this in The Athletic.
Okay.
That's out right now. This is the first time where LeBron has met Steph. You know, they've got a great rivalry. I think it's the fifth or sixth time they've met in the playoffs.
Right. And Steph has gotten the best of them more than
all
not.
But one time,
yeah.
2016. But this time around, the Lakers supporting cast is just as good or better than the Warriors supporting cast. If you look back, Mace, on the Shaq Kobe three-peat.
Right.
I remember everybody was saying, I can't believe we're losing to Derek Fisher, Robert Horry, and Rick Fox. Three guys who are not all-stars and have never been all-stars.
Right.
But they're the ones killing us. Just take those names and replace them with Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, and D'Angelo Russell. Okay?
Yep.
The difference is they're wide open. And Draymond just explained why. They're doing everything defensively to stop LeBron and AD. If they get the ball, they get doubled. You want to make them run. You want to wear them out. You want to do anything you can not to let those two guys beat you.
Right.
That's a solid defensive game plan.
Sure.
The difference is, and it was evident in the Memphis series and now again with Lonnie Walker two nights ago in this series, the difference is, can the other three guys who Darvin puts out there, whoever they may be,
yep,
can they make shots if they're left open? Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley could not. Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura, and Lonnie Walker can.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in a nutshell, is the biggest difference post-trade deadline to pre-deadline. Everybody's looking at the roster saying, I can't understand how the Lakers are doing this. These guys they traded for are not Kyrie. They're not Donovan Mitchell. They're not all-stars. How did the Lakers get so much better? Because they found and this is all the credit of this goes to Rob Pelinka. they found guys who fit well with LeBron and AD. That's what to watch for tonight. Will D'Angelo, like D'Angelo Russell was terrible the other night. Yeah. He went 1-for-9. They took him out and put Lonnie Walker in. And Lonnie Walker made all his open shots.
Yep.
And by the way, they set a bunch of screens to make sure that Steph was the defender on Lonnie Walker. Because Steph's not a great defender.
Correct.
And then they told Lonnie to go to work. So if the Lakers do end this series tonight, keep an eye on, I think one of the keys to it will be, did they put all their defense on LeBron and AD and leave either Rui? Like, that's what Memphis found out in game one of the Memphis series. They left Rui open.
Yep.
That was intentional. They didn't think Rui Hachimura could beat him. And Rui just made all his open shots.
Because you can't cover everybody.
Correct. And if you go back to why the Lakers were so dominant at the start of this century, when they won 3 straight titles and went to 4 finals in 5 years.
Yep.
It's because Rick Fox, Derek Fisher, and Robert Horry were perfect complements to Shaq and Kobe. I think, and you know, the series isn't over yet, but I think that's what is happening now. That all of a sudden, you got LeBron and AD, the other team's throwing their defense at them, and you're leaving one of those three, if not all three of those other guys open. If they can make their open shots, you're dead. And that's why the Lakers are up 3-1, and that's why they may be going all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
And I think that despite all that conversation, despite all that debate and everything that you just said, and you're right, role players, critical, playing well around LeBron and AD, critical, and somebody is likely somebody from the supporting cast is likely to have a really good night, but it does come down to Anthony Davis. Defensively, there's no question Anthony Davis changes shots, alters shots, blocks shots. Although it's weird about that game. There wasn't a block shot until very late in game 4.
And it was LeBron's.
It was LeBron's.
AD didn't have any.
But defensively, there's no questioning AD. But when he goes for 20 or when he goes for a double-double, the Lakers have only lost one playoff game. So that's, to me, what you watch tonight. What kind of Anthony Davis are we going to see? Are we going to see the Anthony Davis that is in attack mode, that goes to the rack, that gets to the free throw line? And by the way, everybody's got to do that. Everybody's got to be going to the rack. Do we
no
get
question.
That Anthony
that's,
Davis?
That's by the way, we haven't said that enough. If the Lakers don't get to the free throw line, they lose. When they do get to the free throw line, they win.
Yeah. And Anthony Davis has got to be one of those guys getting to the line. He's got to go to the rack. Got to.
So
smaller defenders.
So, John, one of the things that you've always pointed out is that Zach Zarba is going to be one of the referees tonight.
He's my favorite official in the league.
He's the best official in the league, a lot of people are saying. So is he going to call it straightforward? And like
yep.
Getting,
yeah, if you, want, if
rack,
you have a big game, if you have a big game, not only is Zach straight down the middle, doesn't favor the home team or the road team, but he's not T-happy. He
right.
only stops the game when he has to. I think he had only called 6 technical fouls all season.
Hmm.
And so you can walk up to him and go, you MF-er, you miss that effing call, and he'll look at you and go, are you done? If you don't shut up, I'm going to give you a T. Other refs will just tee you up without saying anything.
Right.
Won't
right.
even speak to you. Zach's old school. He's the one guy if he's going to ref games
See,
in the
young
NBA
guy,
final.
Old guy, what is he?
Pretty young. Younger than us.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's younger than us. But the
not everybody.
Well, everybody at the station.
Yeah, everybody around here.
But, yeah, I would say Zach's 40.
Okay, so he's a younger guy, yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
48.
Yeah. But how old is he, Greg?
48.
48. Yeah, What's but 40? He's been in the league for probably 20 years.
Yeah.
He's a really good ref.
Yeah.
Boom! How do you like that one?
I mean, it's time to get rest now. Tired as hell, man. Get out of my face.
I love the LeBron line.
Tired as hell. Get out my face.
Get out my face.
Exactly. I'm going to say that to Bergman when he calls me and says, what time are you coming in? I'm tired as hell. Get out my face.
I think that's
you
a perfectly
anyway.
Reasonable line. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Ireland always shows up. Always,
he always shows
he's
up.
He's always where he's supposed to
but
be.
But anytime I try and talk to him, get out of my face. I'm tired.
I'm tired of you,
tired
specifically.
Of
no, just tired of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't say just in general.
Yeah, you should get out his face.
Greg, I can't believe you're being mean to me. I did a very nice favor for you right at
no,
the start of the show.
No, I'm not being mean to you. I'm just joking. No,
what was the favor?
All right. Greg, can I tell it?
I mean, yeah, it's
okay.
It's
Greg
already,
forgot
already out there.
Greg forgot to write a game. It's his game today.
I did.
Bergman.
I did.
And so, but
I couldn't sleep last night, so I wrote a game that I was going to use on Friday, but now I'm going to do the game, and Greg's going to do the game tomorrow.
I'm going to do it tomorrow. I swear.
Because he totally forgot to write a game.
I will not forget tomorrow.
Boom! How do you like that one?
So thank you, Ireland. Thank you, Ireland.
I would like to say...
I think that drop is going to stick.
Yeah, I would like to say that although Beto did a terrible job...
Beto's going
to
take full credit for that.
...screening calls. Boom, how do you like that?
Boom, how do you like that one?
It's one we're going to hear more of.
And Beto, every time we give him crap, he's going to remind us, look how often you play that
you
drop.
You still play
that thing.
That was
all because
thing.
Of me.
You still play that.
Wow.
All right, coming up next for you, we've got What's Up, Fool? Bergman's got a bunch of stuff out for us. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thank you, Christopher Morales. All right, so we're seeing a lot of former players becoming head coaches in the NBA and at younger ages, too. Will yep. Hardy with the Jazz and Joe Mazzulla with the Celtics are both 34 years old. J.J. Redick is 38 years old and is really good on his podcast, ESPN, the whole deal. The Toronto Raptors have interviewed him for their vacant head coaching job, and there was talk about the Celtics possibly bringing him in as an assistant coach. How do you think Redick would do as a head coach of the Raptors?
Well, that's the way this thing's been going for a while.
Yeah. Steve Kerr.
Yeah, they've been bringing ex-players. At least Kerr had been a GM.
Yeah, that's true.
But they've been bringing players in who have never been coaches before. And sometimes it works. Personally, I would go with a guy who has coaching experience. Like when the Raptors hired Nick Nurse, he was the best coach in the G League.
Right.
Will Hardy, the Jazz coach that you mentioned, Greg, was a top assistant. The Lakers have a couple of assistants now that are ready to be head coaches. Chris Gent, who's our associate head coach, and Phil Handy, who's another associate head coach. Those two guys could be NBA head coaches tomorrow. I would hire them. I would hire Chris Gent or Phil Handy, even though it would hurt the Lakers. I would hire them rather than a player who has never coached before. Mace, what about you?
I'm in agreement. There are many great assistant coaches who have been trying to climb that mountain for a very long time.
McVay was one of those guys.
Yeah, Sean, exactly. Climbing. It's another mountain. I don't think you should necessarily always, and maybe J.J. Redick is going to get the job. Maybe he's going to be a great head coach. I don't know the answer to that, and neither does Toronto. I think you're better off with a proven head coach who has been climbing that mountain for a long time as opposed to just snagging some guy off first take and making him your head coach.
So a guy like Sam Cassell, then, who's been was an NBA player, has been an assistant coach for a long time.
But he's been an assistant for several years.
Right.
He should be.
Yeah.
He would be like Darvin Ham. Darvin was an assistant for 10 years, and then they promoted him to head coach. Sam would be in that. I wouldn't hesitate to hire Sam Cassell.
Yeah, I don't understand why he doesn't. He's been around for a little while now as an assistant coach, right?
Right, he's always been tied to a really strong head coach.
And chemistry's
like
got to be right.
Doc,
you know. Chemistry's got to be just right.
What's up, fool?
All right, so I was at a fair Sunday by my house with some friends.
A fair. With like funnel cakes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Carnival rides,
all that kind of good stuff. Yeah. Okay. It was a lot of fun.
$25 funnel cakes?
Yeah. They are very expensive. Well, but it was it was for a school, so they were like $5.
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
There was a popular 90s artist there that did some emceeing but refused to sing a song despite there being a band that was actually pretty good. There was a couple bands, a kid band and an older band, and they were really good. I think it was below his pay grade, obviously, but would have been cool to see him do this. Do you have a problem with this artist not singing one song?
You know, I just this reminds me of a Seinfeld episode I just watched. One of Elaine's friends was a physical therapist. And George met her on the street and said, hey, can you take a look at my elbow? And it became this big debate of if you're just there socially, if you're there not to perform, is it wrong to ask you to perform? I'm okay with the artist saying no, Mace. How about you?
Yes, I am okay with the artist saying no. You don't necessarily, if you're a great big star, you don't necessarily play the fair for the school.
But what if they were a great big star in the 90s? And not a great big star now.
Doesn't matter.
I know who this is, and I would defend this person and say they are way too big for your kids' fair.
I don't know who this person is, and I'll defend them anyway. If they were not hired to perform at the event, then they shouldn't have to perform.
I think they asked them, so I'll tell you in the break who it is, and you know him also.
Yeah, okay. You also know him, John.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not knowing him. I'm standing up for him anyway.
That's a good way to go.
All right. Yeah.
The button's not working.
What's up, Foo?
There you go. Okay, so you guys know Parker. Parker Bell.
Yeah, Parker Bell, one of our social media team.
Yeah, so he got an interesting email the other day, and it says, "Dear Parker, this notice is to inform you that you have been cited with a traffic violation, and you must pay within 72 hours. You can make payments online and use our Easy Pay Center online or whatever. This is where it gets interesting. Details of the citation. Traffic violation, you got caught speeding between 15 and 20 miles over the limit. And this happened at 301 West Wisconsin Avenue in Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Wow, Parker.
I'm guessing Parker was not in Milwaukee.
He was not in Milwaukee. He was here. Does he pay it? Does he call them?
Hell no.
How does he handle it?
You certainly don't pay it.
You respond to the email and say, "I've never been to Wisconsin. Please remove me from your contact
list." And by the way, because there will be a bench warrant issued for you, never go to Wisconsin again.
You don't answer that. That's not a real email.
You think that's not a real email?
I think it's a scam email.
But accept the premise, man.
No, no, I'm saying, like, they answered their way.
There is scammy stuff.
Greg, your answer is not crazy. Right. It may be phishing trying to get him to respond.
Right.
To pay. How much do you think a ticket like that goes?
What's 15 to 20 miles over?
Do they still have photo tickets in L.A.?
Yeah, they do. I think that is wrong. No, I'm talking about the red light tickets. There are red light tickets like in Culver City and stuff. I am so against those. If you do not witness that, I think that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
What's the Fourth Amendment?
Illegal search and seizure.
I don't even think that's right.
Illegal search and seizure. You think I don't know the Constitution of the United States of America?
I do think you don't know the Constitution
you
of the United States.
You do think I don't know?
All right, let's find out. Okay. What's the First Amendment?
Freedom of speech.
Okay, Second Amendment?
Right to bear arms.
Third Amendment?
Right to follow the first two amendments.
Honor thy mother and father.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
I want to congratulate you on making it through two amendments.
But I'm telling you, look up Fourth Amendment. I think it is illegal search and seizure. I think that's what Fourth Amendment is.
Right. But what's the Third Amendment?
Oh, God, it's such a good one, too. I cannot think of the Third Amendment.
It's really a good one? They did a good job on the amendments?
It was a good amendment. Big thumbs up for me.
You would never get it. I just looked it up.
Oh, right to vote.
No.
Right to...
Quartering of soldiers is the Third Amendment.
Come on, nobody knows.
But you're
that
right.
One.
Fourth Amendment, search and seizure.
Thank
what's
you!
The, what's the wow. Fifth Amendment?
Fifth Amendment is right of women to vote.
No. I think that's the 19th Amendment. But you were close. Amendment.
Come on,
the ballpark.
One, two, three, four, fifth.
Yeah, fifth is grand jury, double jeopardy, self-incrimination, due process.
Yeah, Fifth Amendment.
I take the
sixth is right to a speedy jury. Seventh, jury trial and civil lawsuits. Eighth, excessive fines.
Yep.
Ninth, non-enumerated rights. And tenth, right to reverse.
By the way, do you know that I carry a small version of the Constitution with me at all times?
Your wallet?
In my wallet, I have a very small version of the Constitution of the United States.
Do you know how many amendments there are?
22.
27.
27. The last five, I think, are garbage.
Those are trash amendments. You don't think the 26th is garbage.
Oh, no, the 26th is a good one.
What's the 26th?
Pull out your wallet and get your amendments out.
Oh, let me get out my little handy-dandy Constitution.
Yeah, show it to the YouTube screen.
The 22nd Amendment is one that, Mace, you might be okay getting rid of.
Oh, yeah?
That's a two-term limit on the president.
Oh, yeah. No, we could do that. I think we could have.
I wouldn't
had,
mind getting away with that.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
You right get a good to smoke president? Weed. Where's the right to smoke weed?
It's coming.
Yeah. That just is a matter of time. All right.
What's up, Foo?
All right, so this was quite the quote. According to a Western Conference executive, after being asked about Ben Simmons, the unnamed source said, "I gave up following that some blank a long time ago," which is pretty brutal. Has Simmons finally made it onto the never bring it up again on What's Up, Fool Again territory?
I don't know if he'll ever play in the NBA again. Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to bring him up.
You know, Momo introduced a concept that I really, really like one day when you weren't here. She said that a lot of NBA general managers consider something called the care factor. Like, how much do you care? And that Ben Simmons has a low care factor, that he likes cash and checks, and he likes being around it, but he doesn't actually, he's not driven to do it. Do you know what she means by, and by the way, I shouldn't attribute that part of it to Momo. That's me placing that on
Ben
Simmons.
No, she's right, or you're right. Whoever bringing it up is right. Yeah. There are guys all around the league that like the life more than they like the game. And if you've got one of those guys as one of your max players, like Ben Simmons was, it can cripple your team.
Yeah.
Ask Steve Nash.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And so, yeah, that's a real thing, what you're talking about.
But Ben Simmons, yeah, we can banish him from What's Up, Fool.
Perfect.
What's up, Fool?
All right, so I'm going to make a quick change on this. So I just got an email from Scott Kaplan.
Cappy!
And he asked me, is it too late to get a credential for Friday?
Mm.
The answer to that question is no. However, is he trying to jinx the Lakers by asking for a credential?
That's a very good point. Why would you ask for a credential when we could potentially close this thing out tonight?
I think he should ask me tomorrow.
By the way, it is interesting. Do you believe by simply putting it out there you can affect the outcome?
100%.
Can we blame Cappy if the Lakers lose?
No. I think he's just being prepared. I think he's, you know, what he would hate to do is realize that
he didn't have a credential for game six.
No. The Lakers lose tonight. Then he sends one right after the game, and it gets lost in the sea of 1,000. I think he's trying to jump. I think he's just trying to jump the line, get ahead, which is a strong move. I'm Team Cappy on this.
I am not going to request a credential for game six until after game five.
Yeah. Get me after game five.
After game, let's not go through the dance.
Right.
If we don't need that, we may not need the dance.
So, I'm not gonna say anything to the Lakers before game five ends.
Does this make me a bad person?
Yes.
I always root for the Lakers, kind of secretively.
Sure.
But now I'm openly rooting for the Lakers because if there's no game six, I get to have dinner at Felix on Friday night.
Yes, you are placing Felix over the Lakers.
No. I want the Lakers to win, and that way I get to go to Felix.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing, yeah. So Plan on it.
Yeah.
What time is your reservation, out of curiosity? Because we went there a couple weeks ago, and we could only get in like the senior early bird 5:15 reservation.
It's a birthday party for one of Lisa's friends, so the reservation is at 8.
You run that joint.
You can
get an 8 o'clock reservation at the fanciest restaurant in West L.A. in Venice?
I can't, but Lisa can.
Really? So Lisa does know people, huh?
Yeah, she knows the owner.
We should mention, Felix is a great restaurant. It's on Abbot Kinney. I got to go there for the first time a couple weeks back. Fantastic Italian. One of the best Italian restaurants in L.A. And
I think it's number one.
Even though we're talking about it, like it's not crazy expensive. It's not like Nobu. It's not like that kind of expensive. It's like fairly reasonably priced.
Yeah, I went to Sushi Roku the other day, and man, that's pricey.
It's
great food, though, but you pay for it.
All right, Bergman, you got anything else?
I mean, I got another one, but we can go to break.
Do it!
Do it! We'll do it live.
Do it live.
All right, so this is a wild story. I mean, Nick Cannon has 12 kids with 6 different women.
Congratulations.
Not only does he currently have multiple partners, he leaves clothes at all of their houses. He also
those are understanding women, I'll tell you.
Yeah. He will also base where he stays that night based on who texts or calls him during that day.
So he's got 5 relationships going on at the same
time?
6?
Yeah, 6 different women.
At the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's fully 6 different. He just says that he goes to different houses to where his different
women.
He goes to Mariah's. They're all aware and they're all okay.
So I pulled up another story about Nick Cannon. So he's fathered 12 kids and 5 of them are less than 1.
Wow.
5 kids less than 1 year
guy's
old.
He's got some solid sperm there.
So how much do you think Nick Cannon makes a year?
Millions.
$100 million a year? He gets $20 million for doing that stupid show with the masks and the singing. He hosts a show called Wild and Out. It's a freestyle comedy show he created in 2005. It's on VH1 for the 21st year. He does a Live Nation Wild and Out arena tour, and he's got sports theme bars in multiple cities. He's making $100 million a year. He's got 5 kids who are less than 1 year old and apparently 6 women who he can go home to.
Except Mariah, right?
Nice
Except
work if
Mariah.
You can get it. No, he has
that
kids
for a life.
He has kids with Mariah,
yeah, but
Jorge.
He stays with her, you know?
Yeah.
She may not be one of the six.
Only five then.
Yeah. That's a crazy life.
That's crazy, though. Can you imagine, like, someone just texts you, like, hey, what's going on? How are you today?
It's
like,
if I told Lisa she was one of six girls that I might go home and sleep with, she'd kick me to the curb so fast that it would make my head
spin. But
you don't
for
make
all she knows, you could
year.
Have a secret family in Milwaukee.
Hey, that's a good idea. I can do that. That's a good idea.
Secret family in Milwaukee. I was amazed that the secret family.
Just tell
thing
Parker
comes
to
up.
Give me the address of that place where they gave him the ticket. I want to stay away from
it. Drive
that.
Carefully. Please, yeah. Drive carefully. All right, there you have it. There is your What's Up, Fool, as we continue to get you ready for game number 5 tonight. You'll hear it right here. Pregame is at 5:30, and tip-off is at 7. Lakers versus Warriors. John, I brought this up yesterday. I want to bring it up again. There's an interesting gambling scandal in college sports.
Okay, bring that up, and I want to talk to you about Mookie Betts and something he did in Milwaukee, that I can't decide if he's smart or stupid.
We'll do both of those things coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.